KF4, KF74.
KF4, NXY, David.
Morning, David. How was your fishing trip on Friday?
Not good here. I got the TV on and they're saying it's rather foggy out there.
It's not quite too foggy here in Greer right now. So, did you do good fishing?
Yeah, good day fishing. Didn't catch anything. My buddy caught one, but didn't catch anything. But enjoyed sitting out by the pond. It was a nice warm day, plenty of sunshine.
All that matters is you had a good time, right?
The main thing, have a good time. Spent a little time with a friend of mine and enjoyed the day.
What's on the agenda today?
Guy's supposed to be coming, finishing up a job I got going on here at the house, putting in some concrete for me and doing a walkway, but the rain we got the last couple days is kind of a muddy mess in the backyard, so I don't know if they'll be able to do anything with it or not.
After that, they may have to wait for it to dry a little bit. So they don't make a bigger mess.
That's not the size of it. Yeah, I might have to wait and let it dry out.
Hey, born again, NC9B.
I hope you're doing well.
Hope you guys are doing good. It's like you got a mess over there, Dave. Hey, little buddy. It'll dry out today. Yeah, hopefully they'll get in there and get it done for you.
Myself,
Not looking good.
David.
Good morning, Patrick.
Hear you out there.
Be back in here in a minute. He found diesel for, I think he said, 439, so he's going to top off.
It's $5 a gallon by the end of the week. Anybody else?
It's already $5 at the quick trip at exit 90.
Quick.
And I think before about how the price of oil has gone up about 15%, but the price of diesel has gone up 60 or 70%.
Yeah, don't waste a good chance to make money, right?
And the governor is about to activate the price gouging laws, I think, because of it.
Good, but will anything really be done about it?
Don't make them reduce the price. It just fines them if somebody complains. So if somebody complains about it, they can go and fine the station for, you know, price gouging, but, you know, they're still not forced to lower the price, and the consumers, whoever paid, don't get a refund. So what's the point?
Oh, look, we did something.
The government gets the money.
Selling soul. That was $4.29 a gallon. Wow. Talk about saving money. NC9V.
It was like $150 I put in my truck on Saturday.
That was half a tank. I was like, keep it above half a tank. And the sign says $4.39 a gallon. I don't know why their pump says $4.29, but I'll take it.
The price of natural gas is also going up, even though, you know, natural gas has nothing to do with pulling oil out of the ground in the Middle East.
59 right here, QT alignment.
I think on the one of them reels off the internet, and they were talking about why the diesel is more than gasoline. Because it's a lower refined product. It's not refined as much as gasoline is, but yet it costs more because we're exporting it, and also there's so many other uses for it. Plus the taxes on it. Plus the low sulfur diesel. So, yeah.
Practically everything from jet fuel to home heating oil to diesel to kerosene to everything else. So, yeah, there's a lot more use for it. And, the extra refining to get the sulfur out is also pretty expensive.
And we're probably the only country doing it.
It's flawed studies from like 50 years ago. Rain was a big environmental catastrophe back in the 80s, and it turned out that it's not even caused by sulfur and diesel fuel like they were blaming it on.
Back when that was big, we were living in California. Yeah, L.A. was, they were all over that. Smog, pollution, everything. All over it. That's why you went about $7-$8 a gallon now, probably over there now.
The whole reason we have Tier 4 diesel emissions is all the crazy emissions for cars now is because, you know, they blame smog on vehicle emissions. And then, you know, the more modern studies show that smog has nothing to do with vehicle emissions.
Some happen to have a full tank of fuel. They probably should put the fuel card back in the work truck. I had to call them up the other day when I left work and said, oops, I'm already home and I've got the fuel card for the truck in my pocket. Don't send that truck over the road unless you send them a gas card.
I can afford that diesel to go all the way down to exit 14 to pick up one pallet.
Do it again this morning.
And I would have like a couple of pickup trucks laying around for all of these single pallet shipments.
Because you don't know what you're getting when you go. You don't know if it's going to be a single pallet or half a trailer full.
Well, in all our pickups, we tell you how many pallets and how much the weight is.
These automotive manufacturers are. That's JKT. Just bipped up on my APRS.
Morning. Change the time zone in my D710.
Getting the wife's car yesterday. 710 in the excursion this weekend. I had to reset it. I remember
set the clock in any of these FTM-500s.
Suppose I've got my fuel, and I'm at work, so I'm running here and talk to the dispatch for a little bit, and then I'll hit the road. Luckily, I charged up my HD, so I'll be ready for the day. Y'all have a good day. Take care. Be safe. And good talking to y'all. And see you 9B.
Have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HK.
73 Leon, have a safe day. KN4 GFW.
73 Leon, have a great day and drive safe. This is WTJKT.
Leon, KF4 NXY.
Real happy
for yourself now, especially since you can stop off at work for free.
And yourself.
Sent us some news yesterday and said that they're talking this war last 6 months now.
At least after the election.
China poking around with their ships out there, too.
Dick Wagmeier, and all because he wants to be a wartime president, because wartime presidents are popular, and he's going to get, you know, his butt handed to him in the election this November, so one can hope anyway.
Got here this morning.
Have light until about 8 o'clock tonight, which will be great. Courtney and I are going to be able to start up our afternoon activity regimen. We used to go walk 4.5 miles every day after work, and now that it's light out later, we can start doing that again.
Longer in the evening, that's for sure.